from Learfield IMG College on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. This is Inside Georgia Southern Basketball with head coaches Mark Byington and Anita Howard.
Crawley, oh, a windmill slam for Crawley.
Inside Georgia Southern Basketball is presented by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Morris Bank. It pays to bank blue.
AB lets it fly from three and swirls it home.
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
Eagle Nation, it is great to see you again back at Eagle Creek Brewing Company for this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Basketball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, talking Eagle hoops for the next hour up until 8 o'clock. First part of the show will be with the Georgia Southern men, then the back half with the Georgia Southern women as Colin Lacey will step in. If you have any questions or comments for this week here on Facebook Live, you can submit those in the comments section below. You can also send us a text at 912-274-3607. Or, of course, as always, you can tweet us at GS Sports Network. For the Georgia Southern men, as Anita Howard walks in, she'll be joining us our final couple of segments.
She's signing a big recruit right now.
Is that true?
I can tell by the look in her eyes. She walks in with the phone in, and she's talking to a recruit. So I guarantee that's what she's doing.
For those of you who like the football, that would be another one on the bus. But for the Georgia Southern men, 13-10 overall going into the Louisiana trip, 7-5 in Sun Belt Conference play, is good for a tie for third place. It was a crazy Saturday all across the league. We know the Georgia Southern defeated Troy on Thursday 86-57, then fell to South Alabama 79-69, going 1-2 in the three-game homestand. Five of the next seven are going to be on the road, and as we mentioned, that begins in Louisiana this coming weekend, Thursday at ULM, 8 o'clock Eastern. We're live at 7:30, and then Saturday at the Cajun Dome against Louisiana Lafayette. That's also an 8 o'clock Eastern tip, and again, live at 7:30 all across the network. We'll talk with Isaiah Crawley a little bit later on, senior forward out of Ripley, Tennessee, to see how the catfish are running out there. But for right now, we'll visit with head coach Mark Byington here at Eagle Creek Brewing Company.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pumped-up crowd tonight. I was worried after the Super Bowl, so everybody must be Chiefs fans in here.
You ever been catfishing with Isaiah Crawley?
I would love to. Talking to his dad, and he showed me some pictures of some of the catfish they call. They're not really catfish. They're more like small whales. And his dad has pictures of catfish they caught out of the river that are 40, 50, 60 pounds. And I didn't believe him because I don't believe fishing stories. But when he has the pictures of him beside him, it's truth. So I would love to go up and catch him.
Do you fish at all? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
A little bit. I love to. And I'm trying to get my son into it so I can have a relaxing hobby that I can do with him. And I feel like I need relaxing hobbies. But there is a couple ponds around here I'll run to every now and then.
Look, this isn't a very relaxing time of the year. You're more than halfway through conference play. I know we don't talk seeding at this point yet, but at 7-5, Georgia Southern would be tied for third in conference, 13-10 overall. What would you say about evaluating how you guys were able to perform during that three-game homestand?
Well, you know, and it's not like we played poorly. And what we're doing is, like, I think our high level is really high right now. And our high level could be, you know, higher than anybody else in the league when we play at that level. But we're just inconsistent right now. And we have a 4 or 5 minute stretch sometimes, you know, in the first half, sometimes in the second half, that we just don't value every single possession right now. And we're getting there. And like everybody right now is a work in progress. I talked to six different coaches yesterday and head coaches, and if you heard their problems when I tell them our problems, we're basically saying the same thing. And there's probably, you know, there's only a few schools in the country right now that kind of got it going, and everybody else is trying to figure some things out. It's just that kind of year in college basketball. And, you know, we go 1-1 this past weekend and go from fourth to third. And, you know, Arkansas State is playing really good basketball, and they get swept at home by the Carolina schools. And Troy, you know, we beat them by, I think, 29-18 or 29-16.
Yeah.
And then they sweep Georgia State.
Yeah.
And so it's college basketball right now. So if you can figure it out, then please share it with me. But I've talked to a lot of people who are right inside of it, and we're trying to figure it out. And it's just inconsistent and a little crazy. But there will be some teams that kind of put things together in February, and I hope we're one of them.
Don't you think I would have told you by now?
Well, you keep your secrets from me, and so you got mad at me because I yelled at you because you kept one of my books too long, and so I thought you might be holding a grudge. But if you know something, you got to let me know.
I enjoyed the book.
It was a very good book.
It's a very good book, and you've actually finished the book.
I have. And
because if you'd got on me for not finishing it and you hadn't finished it, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on there.
Well, I finished it in a weekend, and I gave it to you for 6 months. And there was only a couple words in there that were more than three syllables, so I thought you'd knock it out. Because I'm not reading hard books, I can tell you that. It better be simple for me and to the point. And so I was keeping it on the same level for you, but I think there was a couple words in there you might have stumbled on there.
I appreciate your consideration for me.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
So I know next time I'm going to find you a picture book. And so next time we have one, it's going to be straight pictures. You roll through it and give it right back.
Look, if we start with green eggs and ham and just work our way forward, I think we'll be okay.
That is a good one.
We're going to talk with Isaiah Crawley a little bit later on. He's been playing so well with three double-double games over his last five. Quan Jackson's coming off of back-to-back 20-point performances. Ike's looking like he's starting to figure some things out on the offensive end. But when you have so many guys that do so many things well, how do you make all the pieces fit together?
Well, right now, we're almost too much alike. And so everybody's kind of trying to do the same thing. And we have a lot of guys who can score the basketball. And a lot of guys with a mentality of being aggressive on offense. And, you know, we need more stability and a calming influence on the floor. We need guys to sacrifice. And so we talked about that today. We talked about it after the game on Saturday. And, you know, for us to be as good as we're going to be, you know, guys have to value just as much, you know, stopping a defensive drive or getting a rebound as much as scoring. And so we are, you know, really good at spurts. And but we got to make winning plays on throughout. And we can't just be so much focused on scoring. And, you know, that's, you know, it's almost a culture of basketball right now. When somebody, you know, asks you about a game and you're a player and they say the first thing they probably say to you is, you know, how many points you score. Sure. And then, you know, then the second question or third question might be, did you win the game? And so, you know, we're trying to let our guys understand the value of doing other things that are important on a court and you know, sacrifice and doing the things. And so, you know, I've never veered from this. I like this team. And we're growing, we're learning, and it sometimes we're frustrated because we think we know how good we can be. And all that being said, we're in third place right now. And we got we got more room to grow than anybody. So we can keep getting better and better. We just got to buy in at some point. We got to set our feet on the ground and say, you know what, we're going to do things the right way and we're going to keep on going.
I think back to Thursday, the last 10 minutes of the first half against Troy. Everything you just talked about happened. You were down by 10. You scored 25 in a row, 30-4 run to end the half. You told me on the Ford locker room wrap-up you wanted three stops in a row out of that timeout that you called. You got 14 consecutive stops, and that's pretty stunning.
Yeah, and that's value in, you know, what's important. So we played defense 14 times in a row, and they either turned it over or 14 times they missed and we got the rebound. Yeah. And it's not even – but the value of that was we were scoring on the other end because of the defense, because of the rebound, and because of doing the things on the defensive end and being you know, team united. And so, you know, it's understanding a collective group where everybody kind of like wants to, you know, do one thing and understand, all right, we all want to get on the same page. And everybody wants to win. And then what we got to do in the possessions is we can't give up a defensive mistake. We can't give up – you know, not hustling back in transition, or we can't have a bad turnover as unforced.
You mentioned the idea of being able to sacrifice a little bit earlier. It sounds like that's also an opportunity for guys to maybe find some things that they could do well that maybe they didn't realize in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not the fact that guys can't, you know, have high-scoring games. And, you know, one of the examples that, you know, is familiar in this room, my first year here I had Jelani Hewitt was – an incredible score, and he came in at the end of the season, and the first year here was a cluster. I mean, it was, you know, problems right and left, and we were just trying this to win a couple games, and Jelani Hewitt led the league in scoring that year. We were still in the Southern Conference. He led the league in scoring, and he came in all disappointed at the end of the year. He went and voted first team all conference, and I was like, it's because your team did not win enough. And you can see the light clicking on. Next year, he averaged, I think, 4 or 5 points less. And our team, you know, had a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. He was first-team all-conference defensive player of the year. And he understood, you know, he got it quick that, you know what, if you're really good on a good team, they're going to value that. And, you know, it's not just about scoring. And Tukey bought into that, you know, very, very quickly. You know, Tukey could – I said this all the time the last couple of years. Tukey scored over 2,000 points here, and truthfully, he could have scored over 3,000. Yeah. You know, he could have scored that many.
Yeah.
But he understood the value of trying to get the team going, to trying to do the right thing, and he had to make his plays when he had to make his plays. But there was more value than a team than the scoring.
There are some stats that would echo the idea of being selfless. You're second in the league in steals, better than 8 per game. Assists are way up. You're on pace to have more assists in a season than you have in more than a decade. And the block shots, if it keeps up at this pace, you're going to set a school record. I know Simeon Carter helps that quite a bit.
Yeah, we got some guys challenging shots. And, we are doing, and that's we're not far off. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, my college coach always has said to me, never get too high, never get too low.
That's Jerry.
And that's Jerry Wainwright. Okay. And he actually called me the other day, and he's assistant coach at Tulsa right now. They might even be in the top 25. I know this has a couple of good wins. And still, when he got off the phone with me now, he's over 70 years old. His last message to me was never get too high, never get too low. And it is a lot of truth in that. To when you win a game, you got to keep on moving forward. And when you lose a game, the world's not going to end. You know, it's until they say it's your last game, you still got a chance. You still have, you know, opportunity to get better. And we're that way right now. Like, we want more. We want to be better. There's a couple times we feel like we could have done some different things. But we're in third place. You know, we got some, you know, 2 road games and 2 home games coming in after that. There's a lot of opportunities out there. And we could get it clicking in February. You know, we did last year. We were exactly the exact same record last year. We were 7-5 at this point.
That's right.
And then we won 5 more to get to 12-5. And this team, you know, has, you know, even more potential than last year's team. Yeah, we just got to, you know, put our feet in the ground, like I said, and just, you know, sacrifice, you know, get some leadership, get some momentum, get some things going forward. And then, you know, we're going to see the full potential of this team, what they can do in 40 minutes when it all comes together.
We'll talk about that Louisiana road trip with Coach Byington. We come back from this timeout. This is Inside Georgia Southern Basketball from Eagle Creek Brewing Company from Learfield, IMG College.
Spirit and style are priority around here. That's why the University Store, the official outfitter of Georgia Southern, offers everything you need to be game day ready. The University Store carries the largest inventory of licensed Georgia Southern apparel, accessories, and Spirit merchandise. Show your spirit with coolers, flags, and chairs. Show your style with polos, hats, dresses, and shoes. Visit us in-store, at our stadium shop, or online at gsustore.com. Show your spirit from tailgate to touchdown with University Store today.
Hello, Eagle fans. For many years, you've heard that Knox knocks them out. Well, that's because it's true. With decades of experience, nobody knows pests and termites like Knox Pest Control. And just like the Eagles' offense, the Knox experts respond with speed. In addition to their soonest possible same or next day service, your satisfaction with Knox Pest Control is 100% guaranteed with pest, termite, mosquito, wildlife, and bed bug control. To learn more about how Knox knocks them out, simply visit KnoxPestControl.com.
Hi, welcome to the Subway Fresh Value Meal radio ad. How would you like to hear it?
From a game show host?
All right, let's play.
Thanks, Johnny. Our lucky contestants are playing for a Fresh Value Meal with a 6-inch sub. They'll choose from 6, including a cold cut combo or Black Forest ham, starting at $6 with a 20-ounce drink and chips. Subway, make it what you want.
Fresh Value Meal sandwiches are prepared in front of you at participating restaurants. Prices and subs included may vary. Additional charges for extras plus applicable tax. No additional coupons or discounts may be applied.
When you live off campus, you give up the comforts and convenience of living within the Georgia Southern community. You miss the benefits of a community leader, being close to classes and bus routes, and having Paulson Stadium in your backyard. Don't miss the true blue college experience. At Freedom's Landing, Georgia Southern's premier housing for upperclassmen, your freedom matters. Keep the perks of living on campus while enjoying amenities like private bedrooms, a large swimming pool, a fitness room, and a clubhouse. To learn more, visit gsuhousing.com and discover the perks of freedom.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Let's be honest, you're pretty awesome. So shouldn't your apartment be too? 111 South offers a luxury off-campus lifestyle even your parents will be jealous of. Featuring private bed and baths, modern furniture and finishes, washer and dryer, full kitchens, 24-hour clubhouse, fitness center, and more. All utilities, even high-speed fiber internet, are included in your rent. We're also home to the pool and lazy river, voted best in the borough. Visit 111south.com. That's O-N-E, the number 11, south.com today. 111 South is proud to be supporters of Georgia Southern Athletics.
Eagles fans have a lot to be passionate about, like their team and their truck. Whether it's work or play, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. That's why it's the best-selling truck in Georgia, and Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck in America 42 years straight. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, official sponsor of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Based on IHS market total, U.S. new vehicle registrations for the standard full-size pickup segment, RYTD, February 2019.
At Northland, we do internet. So all the things you like doing, we help you do them online faster. You want to stream, shop, and share? Our reliable high-speed internet lets everyone get online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, get our fastest speed up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See kitnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Falling, another rebound. That's his 10th. He's got another double-double. 18 and 10. He leads the break by himself. Beattie sideline left out front. McCadden. He tries three. Ring up three more for Elijah McCadden.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Basketball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Jones left wing steps into a three. Yes!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro. Once again, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
One more segment this week with men's head coach Mark Byington before we welcome in senior forward Isaiah Crawley. This is Inside Georgia Southern Basketball live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company here in downtown Statesboro on Savannah Avenue as we get set for that Louisiana road trip. Georgia Southern heading to ULM on Thursday, Louisiana Lafayette on Saturday. As we mentioned, both games are 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll be on at 7:30 with the countdown to tip-off all across the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And, Coach, these are two teams that you defeated earlier this year, but I think you would agree that each team is quite different about a month later.
Yeah, and you've been around me long enough. I tell you, when you beat a team the first time, it means nothing. And actually, when they beat you, it does mean nothing. Every game has its own identity. And going down to Monroe, Louisiana is always a challenge. And last year, they had a guy, Deshaun Smith, who went on a shooting. The way he was shooting the ball, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, my headache's coming back now.
I mean, it reminded me, I've coached against Stephen Curry a bunch the whole time he was at Davidson. I was in the same league. And it was, I hate to even use those words, but it was Stephen Curry-esque.
The second half was, absolutely.
We were playing good defense. And so they got one of the best point guards in the league, a proven guy in Ertl. They have a guy, Tyree White's playing a really good basketball right now. I think he's averaging 15 points in his last five games. So, every game has its challenge. Louisiana, they always have great crowds down there. There's always about three or four fans that drink the largest beers you're ever going to see in your life. They're yelling at me behind the bench. That there's no 16 ounces down there. I think they only serve 32 and 44-ounce beers. And
32 is a small at the Cajun Dome, just so everybody knows.
And they're right behind. They're basically sitting on the bench with their beer breath yelling at me, and I love it. So it's always fun down there, too.
All right, do you want to hear a quick story? Was it 3 years ago? Okay, we used to be on the other – okay. We used to be on the other side of the court. We're going to be bench side on Saturday, but – one of those fans spilled the biggest beer you could imagine, and it almost got on all the equipment, and Colin was the one that ended up getting a lot of it on him.
That's not surprising at all. And I did. There's one time a couple of years ago we weren't playing well, and the guy actually offered me his beer, and it did cross my mind. I was like, you got a lot to offer. But
what year was that?
About 3 years ago when Jakeen and Gant was giving us problems.
Okay. We'll start with ULM, 6-15 on the year, 2-10 in conference play. They've lost 8 straight. They're currently 12th in the league, and they just lost one of their top players. J.D. Williams is out for the year because of ankle surgery. That happened during the game against the Ragin' Cajuns at the Cajun Dome. He was a guy that scored 20 in that game, the first meeting when you beat them 67-56 in Statesboro. But in the games that you've watched with him out, how much different are they?
Well, they have a lot of guys who are able to make plays. I mentioned Tyree White. He's playing incredible right now. And he reminds me of Travis Munnings, who was at a great career with them the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And he actually looks like him, you know, since J.D. White's been out. He's been playing really good. And, you know, everything starts and stops at Ertl.
Yeah.
You know, this is the same team, Monroe, that beat the team that swept us, South Alabama, by 20. And they beat them 69-49, and Ertl had 11 threes.
Yeah.
And so they, when they get going, they are explosive. And the way this league's working this year, and really college basketball, it's not just our league, it almost comes down to which team is ready to play harder, which team's ready to play more together, and you know, prepared harder and ready more focused. Because it's not like, you know, anybody, especially in our conference, we're going to go out-talent them. And it's not like anybody in our conference is going to out-talent us. So there's a lot of things that go into the game that are just the mental part and the prep part and the focus part that doesn't make a difference on what's going on with injuries in and out and all that stuff.
How much do you take note of things before games of, hey, we did this and it worked, or we did this and maybe it had an adverse effect on how you performed that night?
A lot. So if we play a team before, I want to make sure I know every single play that we ran that worked against them. I want to make sure I know every single play that they ran against us, and then also vice versa, you know, what didn't work. And so you kind of narrow down your play calls from there, and then I want to study all their opponents they played, you know, recently, the last 3 or 4 games. And if they run an action similar to us, you know, I want to make sure we're running that, seeing what they're doing, whether it's man or zone defense. And then the same thing, you know, if they're switching things up on the way they're playing things different the first time. Because teams will kind of get in a rhythm and you think you know them, and then they'll switch things up. And especially on the Thursday games when teams have 3 days of practice, you know, there's a chance they could do something different, you know, all from the time before. When you play a team on a Saturday and they got 1 day of prep, they're going to do things pretty similar to how they did it in the previous game.
You're dealing with the two longest tenured coaches in the league this weekend, Keith Richard in year 10 with ULM, Bob Marlin also in year 10 with Louisiana. It looks like the Cajuns, despite being in 11th place, they've got some guys back. Russell's finally healthy. Dugay came back after missing a game because of illness, and Malik Wilson looks to be a game changer. He didn't play that first meeting because of the knee injury, but seeing him maybe against Texas State and UT Arlington last weekend, what dimension does he add to the Ragin' Cajuns?
Well, he's, you know, he's as good as any freshman in the league, and he's extremely talented. And, you know, the thing about Louisiana compared to the first time, we'll get there on Saturday, but they got 3 of their top 6 guys that didn't play against us the first time.
Yeah.
And what they did against us, they started playing all these posts and centers and things like that, and put like 2 centers on the court and played really big because that's all they had to offer. But now they got their guards back, and they got 3 guards back and 3 skilled guys back. So that will definitely be different, the fact that their team's going to look dramatically different than the time we played them here in Statesboro.
All right. With this guy over to the right here, Isaiah Crawley, is he a post? Is he, because he made all these threes last week, and he made 3 in a row against Troy. What kind of player is he?
He's a player. He's a positionless guy. You know, he's, you know, and I said this, but Crawl is our identity, and he's our toughness. He's the leader on the team. You know, he's, you know, since he's came back from an ankle injury, you're seeing what kind of player he is. And he came back early to sacrifice for the team. He came back only about 70%, and we would not have won the Texas Arlington game without him.
Right.
And he only practiced about 15 minutes before we went into that game. And then he goes to Georgia, and he plays incredible at Georgia on one leg. And then, you know, I think it's been, you can ask him, but I think it's
probably – He's smiling a lot right now.
I think it's probably been the last four to six games where he's been healthy.
Yeah.
And you're seeing everything he can do with shooting and scoring and rebounding and double-doubles. I mean, that's him right now.
Appreciate the time this week. We'll catch up with you down in Louisiana.
All right, sounds good.
ULM Thursday, Louisiana on Saturday. We're talking with Isaiah Crawley after this from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures in your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
And kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Do you like to buy local? What about natural and sustainable? The next time you go and buy some Eagle merchandise, make sure to buy cotton. Cotton is grown right here in Georgia by local farmers in every corner of the state. Cotton from Georgia is as true blue as Sweetheart Circle or Eagle Creek. Support your community by buying cotton. This message is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Cotton Commission.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Your internet provider could give you faster speed. They could give you more data. They just don't. Bullet Telephone is opening the pipe. Now connect 100 times faster with gigabit internet service from Bullet Telephone. Starting at $99.95 a month, you can stream videos, surf the web, and download at amazing speeds. Or if you can't handle that much data... The new gigabit connection from Bullock Telephone, fastest internet service in Bullock County.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, #WeAreEagleNation, when you post your pictures in your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
The left corner three, front rim, probably tips it out front for Carter. Team basketball for the blue and white. Wishart wants it from Quan for three, got it! 50-48, Georgia Southern up two.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Basketball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Jones left wing steps into a three. Yes!
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro. Once again, here's the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed.
Appreciate head coach Mark Bidesen for joining us this week from Eagle Creek Brewing Company for Inside Georgia Southern Basketball. One more segment talking about the men. We mentioned the Eagles are 13-10 on the year, 7-5 in conference play, which is a good for a third place tie with Texas State. They're actually pretty warm. They've won six of their last seven. Georgia Southern, five of the next seven are going to be on the road, including the two this weekend, heading to Louisiana, ULM on Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, and then Louisiana Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can catch all the action on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Next couple of minutes, we've got a player with us, Eagle Nation. Welcome in senior forward from Ripley, Tennessee, Isaiah Crawley. What you laughing at?
I don't know.
How the catfish running?
I don't know. I don't remember the last time I've been fishing, honestly. I haven't been fishing down here, so it's been a couple months.
You haven't fished down here yet?
I was going to go with VD one time to the Saul's house, but I ain't never go.
Now, see, I didn't know that VD fished.
Yeah, that's all he do is fish.
See, I did not know that. Is he telling you things to do, or are you telling him neither, things to do?
Neither one. We won't even talk about it. He probably fished better than me, probably. I don't know.
It takes a big man to admit that.
True.
Coach talked a little bit about you being able to come back from the ankle injury. You played really well with three double-doubles over your last five games. What has felt right?
My legs. I mean, I can tell that my legs are coming back under me. But, I mean, I've just been having the mentality of going to get every rebound.
That's where I was going to go next about rebounding. You had 12 last game to tie a career high. 8 of those were on the offensive end. That was a career high. Mentally, what is it like for you to see a ball in the air and then decide how to go get it?
I don't know. It's just like I just want it. You got to just want it. I just see the ball and just go get it because I can hear Wilson on the sidelines telling me to go every time. And I just keep hearing that engraved in my brain, just go every time. So, I mean, if my shot not falling, I'm just going to keep trying to get every rebound, throw it out or go back up with it.
Now, is that something you can hear in your head or can you literally hear him on the sidelines telling you to go get it?
Both. Both. I can see it too. I can see it too.
The mentality you're talking about in rebounding, people would argue that's how Dennis Rodman was, trying to go get rebounds, and he ends up being one of the top rebounders despite being undersized throughout a majority of his career. Do you see any parallels between the games about how you play, maybe play like him?
Kind of, because I watched a couple of his highlights. He'd just be diving all over the place, and I'd be on the floor basically half of the game. I'm on the floor rolling and flying and just falling. So, yeah, I can see a little comparison between us.
All right, you told me to call you something different before last game because you just made 3 threes in a row against Troy as part of that 25-0 run. What did you tell me to call you?
I told you to call me Klay Thompson.
For Golden State.
Because I'm a shooter. Because I'm a shooter. I shoot. Shooter, shoot.
Look, I know you grab a lot of rebounds. You're picking up nearly 6 a game in conference play. But is shooting something you'd rather be known for?
No. Definitely not. Okay. I mean, I'm just a tough player. I'd rather be known for being tough than being a shooter, honestly.
Where's the toughness come from?
JUCO, junior college. It was just, while I was in JUCO, it was just a battle. Everybody was trying to go D1 or everybody. Well, yeah, basically everybody was trying to go D1. So, I mean, you know you had to battle every night. You had to fight every night. So, I mean, it made me tough. And the coach I had made me tough too, Coach Neal.
What kind of things did he tell you?
Everything. He was just
that you can share.
All you heard was my name. That's all you heard. Crawley, 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 Crawley. That's all you heard. I mean, he was hollering one night. One night he wasn't hollering. One night he was cursing us out. One night he wasn't. So, I mean, we kind of got used to taking it and just using it. I don't know.
It has come up on the broadcast quite a bit this year, and this is something we've known for a little bit more than years since you came to Statesboro. You play left-handed, but you're a natural righty.
Yeah.
How did you get to play left-handed?
I have no clue, honestly. I literally don't know. I don't know when I started shooting left-handed. I don't know how I became a left-handed shooter. It just happened. It's natural.
It just happened.
Just happened. I don't have no records. You know,
we also brought up the fact that Quan shoots right-handed, but he's a natural lefty. And I brought up with you, I think it was a few weeks ago, that LeBron James is a natural lefty, but he played right-handed. But being able to switch hands and be able to have the kind of success that you do, what does that say about your ability to adapt?
I mean, it kind of catches everybody off guard, to be honest, because I had seen a scouting report from, I think, Bradley. I wasn't playing that game. I was still out. But it said, play him to the right. So I was like, I wish I would have played because I would have went right the whole night. So because that's my dominant hand. But I mean, like, most people tend to play me to my left. I mean, to play me to my right because they think I'm left-handed, but I'm really stronger going to my right hand. So it's kind of an advantage.
I know you had to sit for 4 games, and I know that had to be tough. But while you're sitting and watching and trying to stay engaged, what's racing through your mind?
I was just hoping the best for my team. I mean, knowing I was out, I still have faith in them, knowing that they can take these games and use them as a strength. And I was just ready to come back. I mean, I was just hoping that they can win all these out until I came back and just stay strong.
Coach has said during practice and shoot around these last couple of weeks that for a senior like yourself, it's starting to wind down a little bit. I know that's only your second year here, but you played a couple of years already at Columbia State, but he's been saying tick-tock, tick-tock. When did that begin to resonate that it's starting to near an end?
It really hit me when we came back from Spain. I really just started realizing that I was really finna graduate this year, so I had to lock in and really start to take it even more serious than I was already taking it because it's gonna come quick. really, really faster than what I was thinking because we already in February. It felt like we just started.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know. It came really fast, really, really fast, actually.
As a senior, what have you enjoyed most about being part of this family?
Just the family, period. I mean, like, I've never been around a crowd of people. Like, the city is not that big, but it's also not little, and that's what I like about Statesboro. So, like, that's really why I committed down here, too, because it's just peaceful and everybody knows everybody. Everybody's just so nice and sweet. And I don't know. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it a lot.
You got to be able to fish a little bit, too. You got to work that in a little bit more before you walk.
Right. I'll probably go fishing a lot after the season. I won't have nothing else to do.
Hopefully sometime after late March.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be nice.
Definitely after late March.
Dumb. Your class act. Appreciate you being here.
Appreciate you.
That's senior Isaiah Crawley. We'll talk Georgia Southern women's basketball. Colin Lacey speaks with Anita Howard. That's next from Learfield, IMG College.
Spirit and style are priority around here. That's why the University Store, the official outfitter of Georgia Southern, offers everything you need to be game day ready. The University Store carries the largest inventory of licensed Georgia Southern apparel, accessories, and Spirit merchandise. Show your spirit with coolers, flags, and chairs. Show your style with polos, hats, dresses, and shoes. Visit us in-store, at our stadium shop, or online at gsustore.com. Show your spirit from tailgate to touchdown with University Store today.
No matter where your travels take you, the mystical waters of Eagle Creek will always bring you home to Southern just one more time. Eagle Creek Brewing Company is located off the Blue Mile in downtown Statesboro on Savannah Avenue. Owned and operated by Georgia Southern alumni, Eagle Creek is a family-friendly true blue brew pub with authentic brands of handcrafted beers and unique food menu items just as memorable as their brews. Open for lunch, dinner, and tastings Tuesday through Sunday. From our end of the creek to yours, we're Eagle Creek Brewing Company.
A sport injury can stop you in your tracks. Advancement in orthopedic sports medicine allows Optum Healthcare to recognize, prevent, rehabilitate, and manage sports injuries for weekend warriors, school athletes of all ages, and aspiring professionals alike. If you have a sports injury, call and make an appointment today, 912-681-2500. Experience the Optum difference, the official orthopedic provider for Georgia Southern Athletics. Optum Healthcare, a collaboration between Optum Orthopedics and the physician's own Optum Medical Center, Tatnall.
Rural communities are the lifeblood of our great state, producing agricultural products that the rest of the world depends on. Georgia Farm Bureau works to protect and enhance the rural way of life by being a vital part of each community, as well as advocating on the state and national level on behalf of rural Georgians. Help support rural communities with a Georgia Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at gfb.org.
Hello, Eagle fans. For many years, you've heard that Knox knocks them out. Well, that's because it's true. With decades of experience, nobody knows pests and termites like Knox Pest Control. And just like the Eagles' offense, the Knox experts respond with speed. In addition to their soonest possible same or next day service, your satisfaction with Knox Pest Control is 100% guaranteed with pest, termite, mosquito, wildlife, and bed bug control. To learn more about how Knox knocks them out, simply visit KnoxPestControl.com.
Eagles fans have a lot to be passionate about, like their team and their truck. Whether it's work or play, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. That's why it's the best-selling truck in Georgia, and Ford F-Series, the number one selling truck in America 42 years straight. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, official sponsor of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Based on IHS market total, U.S. new vehicle registrations for the standard full-size pickup segment, RYTD, February 2019.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, We Are Eagle Nation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
When you live off campus, you give up the comforts and convenience of living within the Georgia Southern community. You miss the benefits of a community leader, being close to classes and bus routes, and having Paulson Stadium in your backyard. Don't miss the True Blue College experience. At Freedom's Landing, Georgia Southern's premier housing for upperclassmen, your freedom matters. Keep the perks of living on campus while enjoying amenities like private bedrooms, a large swimming pool, a fitness room, and a clubhouse. To learn more, visit gsuhousing.com and discover the perks of freedom.
AB drives in the lane, kicks it out, Burns. Uncorks a three. Yes, ma'am, Maya Burns.
That's a big shot by the freshman. You got to find the best player on the court.
Welcome back to Inside Georgia Southern Basketball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Frank, deep three from straight on. Yes, ma'am, Nicole Frank.
Live from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in Statesboro. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Back here as we continue this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Basketball from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in downtown Statesboro. Switching it over to Georgia Southern Women's Basketball. Let's welcome in first-year head coach Anita Howard.
Give it to me. Yes. Yes. Hype me up.
Now, you've got a fan club back in the back over there. You've got...
Girls, who run the world? Girls, yes, all the head women's coaches of all our female sports. We appreciate all of them coming out and supporting me, and so I appreciate my ladies. That is the backbone of Anita Howard right there.
So you've got head coach for swimming and diving, Amanda Caldwell, head coach for Georgia Southern Rifle, Sandra Warman, Emily Kufeld from women's golf, as well as Kim Dean from Georgia Southern softball.
Y'all see them. That's what holds Georgia Southern Athletics down. That's women.
I hear you.
Don't let Chad or Mark or any of them hear that.
You made sure Mark left before you said
it. Yeah, he's gone with his food.
Okay.
He's gone.
You've talked about it ever since you got here, of being able to support as many different programs, be at as many different games that you possibly can be. Why was that so important to you to be at different events throughout the year?
One, I love it. You know, I love supporting other people because, you know, if I'm asking people to come out and support us, you know, we want to give back that same kind of support. And so, you know, it's funny, the coaches that are in here supporting us tonight, you know, they've really been, and I say the backbone of Anita Howard, being a first-year Division I coach here and in this particular institution, it's a different type of things that go on, and they know all about it. And so they're the motivating cheerleaders behind the scenes. If we have a question and I can't find the answer, I just put it in our group chat, and, hey, we have the answer. Or if I just need to vent and just say, hey, I need a drink, but I don't drink, I need y'all. They're there for me too. And so it's really just good to have, you know, women who are doing the same things. You know, of course, there are different sports, but women that are doing the same things kind of have each other's backs. And so it just speaks to kind of like what Crowley said, just Statesboro in general, Georgia Southern as a family. They literally welcome me in. I think Amanda had reached out and said, hey, if you need somewhere to stay while you're looking for a house, you can stay over. And so all of those little things really matter, and it is bigger than just our sports.
Branching out into the family of Georgia Southern, we've talked about it a couple of different times, both on broadcast, on the show, but one of the things that you've started here at Georgia Southern this year is the honorary coach of the game. Mm-hmm. Every home game, you've got somebody around the Georgia Southern community. This weekend, I think you said it was going to be Don Day and Dr. Chris Gibson, mm-hmm. and then you've got Becky Wolf coming for the Pink game on Saturday. We'll get into that a little bit later on this week, but where did the idea of having an honorary coach kind of come from?
It started when I first started coaching. I realized that we started just with just professors of our players. And so we wanted the professors to see the entire student athlete. A lot of times professors are just able to see the student in the classroom, and they don't really see what the athlete side of that person goes through. And so it was something to connect, be a gap between the student and the athlete part. And so the professors were able to come in and see their preparation for an actual game. And so it kind of grew. And then we started just asking influential members who had a part in any kind of facet with women's basketball, whether it's the cafeteria lady or the janitor or a special alum or anybody. The president just was our honorary coach recently. And so it's just anyone that has their hands or their prayers on the women's basketball to see these student athletes in a different kind of light. And it gives them a little bit different perspective. And it puts respect on the athletic side of them being students. And so I think it's real good because, one, we get more fans. You know, you don't get to see Chad Lunsford was one of our honorary coaches recently. And so he was in the locker room, and I'm pretty sure it was different for him to, one, talk to females. And so I told him to watch his language. But To talk to females in a smaller setting and just see what women's basketball is like behind the scenes. And so it gives that person, whoever the honorary coach is an intimate perspective of what a women's basketball player goes through on a day-to-day basis.
Now, one of the ones that we've talked about a couple of times over the last couple of weeks is Mr. Rodney, part of the custodial staff here at Georgia Southern. And you've said that he is one of the most influential speakers that you have ever heard. I think he even gave Theo one of his rap mixtapes after the game, too. But what was it about him that, A, you kind of said, this is somebody we need to talk to our team?
So if y'all don't know Mr. Ronnie Love, y'all are missing out on a special human being. And so it's funny because we had a morning practice one day after a game, and he was in there just cleaning up the gym, you know, and he was just bobbing his head, and he didn't have any earphones on or anything. And so I was like, what you listening to? He's like, it's just a great day. I woke up. And I was like, wow. I said, our players need to hear that. And so I was just thinking he was going to say something real quick to the ladies, and he started rapping. He started doing push-ups, and he was like, he's like 50 or 60. I don't even know how old he is. He was just doing push-ups, and he was just so positive, and his aura and his vibe was so contagious. And so I was like, we have to have him around our program, and he has a story to tell. And our young ladies, their eyes just lit up when he talked to them. And so he's been a special honorary coach. I mean, he's a motivational speaker. If y'all don't know this guy, I'm telling you, I might need to bring him with me. He'll take over the show, but
we might need more than an hour.
Yeah, we might need it. But he's just he is pure love. He loves Georgia Southern. He loves life in itself, and he loves just being around it and giving that positive vibe. And so he was one of the special honorary coaches that we had the pleasure to work with this year. And so he's near and dear to my heart, and I only met him for a few short moments.
Before we dive into the games this past week for Georgia Southern women's basketball, one of the things that you've had the opportunity to do this year is go up against some of your best friends and some of your mentors on the other side of the bench. Yeah. You've had Jackie Carson at the beginning of the year against Furman, opened up your Georgia Southern tenure going up against her and the Paladins. This past weekend, you had Jada Williams over at Coastal.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to see kind of the growth of them as you continue throughout your coaching career and also be able to go up against some of your friends and mentors?
Well, one, they both beat me, so I'm not happy about that. But they're really strong, powerful female coaches that are doing, you know, what I love to do, and that's coach women's basketball. So Jackie at Furman, I mean, she's done a phenomenal job with that program. And now Jada at Coastal, she's one of the surprise teams this year, and she's at the top of our league. And so it's just a real honor to kind of go up against them and, one, and see if my coaching prowess is good enough for them. I know I don't have my full recruiting class in, but, you know, just to go up against two top-tier programs to see where I want to take this program was super awesome. And then also just talking to them just behind the scenes, and they telling me what to expect and how to, you know, go about doing things. It's really good to have those type of ladies in your pocket, like, you know, my lovely Georgia Southern ladies here. And so I'm surrounded by powerful women. And so, you know, there's never a time, even when I get down, there's never a time that I don't have someone who I can reach out to. And so whether someone in my sport or outside of my sport, it's good to have strong-minded women that are doing things the right way in your pocket.
This past weekend against the Carolina schools for Georgia Southern women's basketball, fell at Coastal 66-59, and it was a game late in that ball game that DJ Williams came back into the ball game, just took it over.
I thought you were going to talk about the Super Bowl or something. I don't.
Do you want the Chiefs or 49ers?
I want Georgia Southern.
Okay.
No, I thought we did a decent job. You know, Coastal is playing really good, and it's funny because I just came from practice and we just was watching film with the young ladies, and we watched, you know, how we went up on them and almost took the game away, and we was up 11 points in the fourth quarter. So as a coach, you know, I'm hitting myself on the head because we were up 11 points in the fourth quarter and still end up losing. And so that's one of the things that we're working on is now we have our young ladies competing. They are competing. They're battling. Now we have to figure out how to finish the game, how to complete the task of not letting teams come back on us and finish out the game. And so against Coastal, we're up 11, and we just watch how we kind of let that lead dwindle, whether it's turnovers, bad shots, lack of execution. And so it was amazing in the locker room is because now their voices are in the room, and they're telling the coaches what they see on the film. Before, it's just the coach's voices in the locker room, and now they're saying, yeah, we should have, you know, rotated here. We didn't crash and box out. And so they're taking ownership of their losses, and so that's what it's all about. You know, it's funny, one of my assistants said, you know, coach, remember it's a process, and I keep hearing that word over and over and over, you know, and I agree, it is a process, but, you know, once we turn that key, once we turn that light switch on, you know, just like Mark said, it's kind of like in February, now is the time to see that light switch come on. And so I think that they see that because since Coastal is one of the top teams in the league right now and we had them down to the wire, they see exactly where we are and where we can be. And now once we figure out how to finish the game, I'm excited.
Being around the team, like you talked about, you hear more and more of the players speaking up and taking ownership of what they need to do, what they did right, what they did wrong. Mm-hmm. And you look at a senior-laden team with six seniors on this team, and it could be easy to say that it's the six seniors stepping up, but it's everybody on this team, yeah. Whether it's even the freshmen, Jaden Hamilton, Maya Burns, people like that. How encouraged does that make you knowing that it's also the seniors but also some of the younger?
It's great because that's the future. And so one of the players that, you know, sticks out of my mind that's coming back would be Sabasa Nesbitt, and she is playing out of her mind right now. I think she probably had two highlight scores that could have been on ESPN, and so she's just a sophomore. And for her to be a sophomore and doing the things that she's doing this year is exciting about what's to come for Georgia Southern women's basketball. But the seniors are now buying into the new staff and what we're trying to do. And so that took a longer time than I expected, but we're finally figuring out, you know, we can do it this way. It's all right to do it this way, and let's figure out how to win the game now. And so, you know, we got two big tasks ahead, Little Rock, but I think, you know, they're excited. I just really can't convey that enough of what we just heard in the locker room from our team. And coming off a two-game road loss, you would think that their spirits would be down. They kicked the coaches out the gym and told me to come do the show. They got it. And that's the first. That's a first. Alexis Brown kicked us out the gym, said, Coach, we got this. Go to the coaches show. And that's why I'm here.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
We'll continue with more on this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Basketball. One final segment with head coach Anita Howard after this, all across the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power-packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Nation, do you like to buy local? What about natural and sustainable? The next time you go and buy some Eagle merchandise, make sure to buy cotton. Cotton is grown right here in Georgia by local farmers in every corner of the state. Cotton from Georgia is as true blue as Sweetheart Circle or Eagle Creek. Support your community by buying cotton. This message is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Cotton Commission.
Winning on the field means you put in hours of practice. A winning team works together to produce results. One real estate professional in Statesboro has been a consistent million-dollar producer. That means he has the experience and a winning team to help you. When you think real estate, call Paul. First-time buyers, call Paul. Consider selling, call Paul. Looking for an investment property? You guessed it, call Paul. For all your real estate needs, call Paul Newman at Statesboro Real Estate at 912-489-4433 or visit buystatesboro.com.
Your internet provider could give you faster speed. They could give you more data. They just don't. Bullet Telephone is opening the pipe. Now connect 100 times faster with gigabit internet service from Bullet Telephone. Starting at $99.95 a month, you can stream videos, surf the web, and download at amazing speeds. Or if you can't handle that much data... The new gigabit connection from Bullock Telephone, fastest internet service in Bullock County.
Hey there, Eagle Nation. This is William Martin, owner of Southern Exchange Company. We are proud to be the official merchandiser of Georgia Southern Athletics and to be your one-stop shop for all your Eagle gear. Stop in and suit up like the Eagles at our store across from campus on Chandler Road or online at southernexchangecompany.com. Be sure to use our hashtag, We Are Eagle Nation, when you post your pictures and your latest gear from Southern Exchange.
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia Peanuts. Power packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste. Georgia Peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The perfectly powerful peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Batted around, finally into the hands of Alexis Brown as Burns, top of the key, steps into a three. Yes, ma'am, Maya Burns. 21-18 the lead for Georgia Southern. 9:12 to go here in the second quarter.
Back here on this week's edition of Inside Georgia Southern Basketball from Eagle Creek Brewing Company in downtown Statesboro. One final segment with head coach Anita Howard for Georgia Southern women's basketball this weekend. Women's basketball will be inside Hanner Fieldhouse Thursday against the Little Rock Trojans, Saturday against the Arkansas State Red Wolves. One thing that we've got to go back to last weekend about, you had a special guest on the bus this past weekend. You talked about it in your press conference about how your mom might have thought that that entire thing was for her, but Miss Paulette was joining us this past week. What's it like to have the support of her throughout your coaching career?
One, it's funny because she's made more games of me as a coach than as a player, and so I don't understand that rationale, but I love it. You know, my dad passed away, and she's kind of just been trying to find herself, and so, you know, I guess her being a super mom is what she's decided to do, and so, you know, there's five of us. There's four girls and one boy, and I tell you what, if we got something going on, Paulette Griffin is going to be there. And so she talks about being my number one fan, but she's the number one fan of all her kids. And so you got to love her. She gets on my nerves sometimes. But it's the good nerves because she could not be there. And so having her on the bus, she was too cold or too hot, and she was hungry. Are we stopping? And I was like, Mom, this is not your personal bus ride. You're with the Lady Eagles. So if we stop, it's because they need to stop. But, I mean, it was great. I gave her one of my hoodies, Georgia Southern hoodies, the official hoodie, and so she really thought she was a part of the coaching staff.
I was surprised you didn't put her on the bench.
She wanted to be. But she probably would have got me a tech or, I don't know, she would have gave me a whooping or something for my mouth. I don't know. So she can't be on the bench.
You look at Little Rock coming in on Thursday. This will be the first time that you've seen a team for the second time in Sun Belt Conference play this year. Being able to see the film of a couple of weeks ago, even though it was a loss at Arkansas Little Rock, being able to see your team play up against Little Rock, how much does that help when you go into scouting it?
A lot. You know, you're able to kind of gauge where you were, not just the mental part of the physical part. And I think Little Rock has a really physical team. And so we're able to kind of make some adjustments based upon how that first game went. But like Mark said, you know, now when you're playing teams for the second time, people are going to change some stuff. And so that's what we talked about in the locker room tonight, was when teams are changing stuff, you can't really be prepared because you don't know what they're changing, but mentally you can. And so we got to mentally be ready for any moment going forward because these teams are teams that we've seen and they've seen us. And so we'll change some stuff, they'll change some stuff, but the difference is we're going to be more mentally prepared than physically. We'll be there physically, but the mental is – basketball is 90% mental. And so if you're able to relax in the moment, and that's what we talked about finishing games and not being real tight and tense and playing, you know, kind of frantic. If you're able to relax and enjoy the moment, which we talked about having fun, then it really don't matter what Little Rock is going to bring.
Real quick before we wrap this edition up, on Saturday, it's a great event. Pack the House in Pink. Yeah. The Statesboro Service League does a great job, along with the Zetas, putting this event on for Georgia Southern Athletics. What does an event like this mean for a Georgia Southern women's basketball program?
It means a lot. So a lot of you might not know, I have three kids, but two of my children are stepchildren. I've been raising them since they was 4 and 6. Their mother passed away of breast cancer, and so that's something near and dear to me and my family. And so I really love that the Play for K game, the Think Pink game, is really a special one for women's basketball.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. Georgia Southern men's and women's basketball in action this weekend. Women's basketball at home against the Arkansas schools as they will take on Little Rock coming up on Thursday, 6:30, the tip-off, Saturday at 2 o'clock against Arkansas State. Georgia Southern men's basketball in the Louisiana schools at ULM at 8 o'clock on Thursday, 8 o'clock inside the Cajun Dome on Saturday for Georgia Southern men's basketball. For Danny Reed, for Coach Anita Howard, for Head Coach Mark Byington, Isaiah Crawley, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Learfield IMG College on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, you've been listening to Inside Georgia Southern Basketball with head coaches Mark Byington and Anita Howard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Georgia Southern Sports Network.